And so it is the first Sunday of the new year. An invitation, fresh vision, renewed hope. An invitation to review what has come before and to look to what is to come. A time to make resolutions, such as, all right, it's January 1st. I'm going to lose 50 pounds, run a marathon, save $200,000, learn a new language. And in February, I'm going to, we all know about the over-planning or the over-dreaming for the resolutions. But this is, like I said at the welcome, this is a reset Sunday. After the afternoon, all these lovely items will be put away until the fall of, or December, really, late fall or December of this year. And we'll soon be in our routines of this year. And a time to say, how do I want to approach them? How do I want to look at this year? And so this is a reset Sunday. It is also Epiphany, which means a manifestation, a revelation. This is the day that traditionally we celebrate the arrival of the wise men, the Magi, to see the infant Jesus. And some of our hymns afterwards will play to that. Also, in that context, we'll be looking at Luke's gospel at Simeon's approach, his meeting of the young Messiah. Today is also a day for communion. It's our tradition, the first Sunday of each month. And we will gather around this table and see God's salvation renewed by Jesus Christ. Our lesson from Luke is just a snippet of a larger section of Simeon. This is where Jesus is presented in the temple. Traditionally, that date is actually February 2nd. But at that point, he's already had his 8-day procedure for a boy, and that's all clear. Mary is all clear, and they make that presentation. And the offering that is given suggests that Mary and Joseph were of limited means. And Simeon had been promised that he would see the Messiah before he passed. And behold, he realizes he has. It's a celebration for him. It's his epiphany. This is it. All that will take place will be after I'm gone. But I have seen the Messiah. And Anna, who has been in the temple for years, comes out and she prophesies as well. He sees, Simeon sees in this baby a light for the Gentiles. And he knows that salvation of the Lord will reach the ends of the earth. Simeon has been waiting patiently, faithfully, for this moment. This is a reminder that God's timing is perfect. Now, God's timing is not always our timing. And there are moments that this side of glory will never make sense to us as to why at this time and not at that time. But an assurance that ultimately it is perfect. In this we see trust. And we see attentiveness to always be ready, to live in a state of readiness for what the Lord presents. And though Simeon will speak of the challenge that Mary will face, where a sword will pierce her heart, at this point, this day, he sees it joy. That even if there are challenges, it reminds us that there is joy in encountering Christ. Our first lesson was the fourth of the servant songs. And during this Advent, Christmas, Epiphany season, I've looked at the songs as seen in Luke and pairing them with the songs that we see in Isaiah. These songs that point in Isaiah believe points to Christ. Take time, you can look back through and see of the ministry of Christ. We see that in the suffering servant. At this table, we will remember the suffering servant who gave his body and blood for our salvation. This is Epiphany Sunday, and we remember the Magi. We have the glory of the crown and the gold that was brought. But in the myrrh, there's that hint of the sacrifice that will come. Keep that in mind as we sing our hymn for that. And through our second lesson, we see the glory that the Messiah has come, but also as a reminder of the cross. The light of Epiphany shines brightest in the sacrifice of the cross. Today we celebrate a simple fact that, yes, we are more sinful and flawed than we ever dared believe, and yet we are loved and accepted in Jesus more than we ever dared hope. In the light of Epiphany, we see Jesus clearly with a call to live with purpose and to share that light with others. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now I invite you to sing, stand and sing, hymn 152, "What Star Is This with Beams So Bright?"